5. The White Ape. Tenderly, Kala nursed her little waif, wondering silently why it did not gain strength and agility as did the little apes of other mothers. It was nearly a year from the time the little fellow came into her possession before he could walk alone. And as for climbing, my, but how stupid he was. Kala sometimes talked with the older females about her young hopeful, but none of them could understand how a child could be so slow and backward in learning to care for itself. Why, it could not even find food alone, and more than 12 moons had passed since Kala had come upon it. Had they known that the child had seen 13 moons before it had come into Kala's possession, they would have considered its case as absolutely hopeless, for the little apes of their own tribe were as far advanced in 2 or 3 moons as was this little stranger after 25. Tublat, Kala's husband, was sorely vexed, and but for the female's careful watching would have put the child out of the way. "He will never be a great ape," he argued. "Always will you have to carry him and protect him. What good will he be to the tribe? None, only a burden. Let us leave him quietly sleeping among the tall grasses, that you may bear other and stronger apes to guard us in our old age." "Never broken nose," replied Kala. "If I must carry him forever, so be it." And then Tublat went to Kerchak to urge him to use his authority with Kala and force her to give up little Tarzan, which was the name they had given to the tiny Lord Greystoke, and which meant white skin. But when Kerchak spoke to her about it, Kala threatened to run away from the tribe if they did not leave her in peace with the child, and as this is one of the inalienable rights of the jungle folk, if they be dissatisfied among their own people.